T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ain't nothing that gets me going like little JT right there.
Senorita.
Ooh. Almost went. Almost
went. I like it. Come on, man.
Almost went.
Sing it.
Almost.
Hey, almost. They never did that now. What you waiting on?
That get me going right there. Look out, Court. I know she's listening. Look out, baby. I'm telling you, that little JT right there. Oh, named Justin. All right, how many of y'all for real was into this WBC? Because we talked about the last couple of days, and now your second baseman is out for at least 2 months, more than 2 months, and we're seeing injury. We've seen injuries, a season ender for the Mets closer who just got over $100 million. But many of you, you're not a sports fan. That's what many people got here. Listen, you do how you want to do it. If you've enjoyed the WBC, I'm not telling you not to. You can do it. For me, ain't touch me. I'm good. I was in there watching some low-level NBA last night. I was watching some. I was watching the Nuggets thrash somebody. I was watching some Ted Lasso. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Now, Clint, you said you was gonna take a look over there.
I didn't just take a look. Hell, I had myself good and worked up. I mean, I had myself.
Before you left here, you was ready to rock and roll.
No question, man. Championship, WBC. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. I had very little interest leading up to this championship game, but USA versus Japan. I can damn sure tune in for that, no doubt about it. And I had myself good and worked up by the time I got home, and I gave it about 30 to 40 minutes, which I considered two efforts. Because number one, I came out coming out of the gate. When it first came on, I was like, boy, this is flat. I mean, I don't know if it was the fact that it was FS1 and the production side of it was just kind of obviously second tier. It wasn't a big time production. My initial thought was, man, this is flat, but I guess it could be the production. Let me hang in there for a bit. I gave it 30 to 40 minutes and I was bored to death. To the point of where I rolled over and I asked my wife, I said, baby, what you want to watch?
It didn't have a big feel to it. Like, it didn't have a playoff feel to it, which they're saying, by the way, I was watching that Thunder Clippers game last night. That was a good one, by the way. Shout out to Paul George. We'll see how long your ass is out. But, no, you didn't get that feel, did you? Probably because Merle Kelly was out there getting a start.
You done put that old boy. It's Merrill, man. You done put Merle.
Whatever, man.
If I were him, I'd go by Merle, too.
I'd
definitely be Earl with an M, not Errol. Anyway, yeah, look, I mean, I had myself good and worked up, expected to turn the TV on and see the U.S. Because I can even, like, there's certain Olympic events that I can get really good and worked up just knowing my country's out there competing.
I get good and worked up in the Olympics.
Yeah.
World Cup, I can ride in there.
Yes, agreed.
This made-up thing.
I tried for this. It just wasn't it. Sorry, man. Look, I tried. I couldn't. And now, I tuned out, dialed up the old Netflix, got the wife good and cranked up on this movie that I knew she was going to fall asleep in.
Okay, I didn't know that's what you were. By the way, that would have been a good time to get in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I can't watch that on a Tuesday and then bring the heat on Friday.
I'm just hoping you remember.
It's got to be fresh on my memory, man. It's got to be fresh. I mean, it's got to be like, I got to get amped about it. I can't watch it 3 days in advance. I'm just saying. I don't. Y'all keep saying that. I'm not going to do it. So we started a movie, and then I saw on Twitter where it blew up, and I thought, well, let me slide on back over here and see if this Trout versus Ohtani thing. It turns me on at all. Flat. I turned it over there just in time.
And you watch the end. You watch the fastball.
Hell, I watched Mookie Betts roll into a double play. That really took the wind out of the sails. They had a chance to get me if they could have made a little rally right there and at least tied it up. But they it was flat, man. Everybody talking about it, even afterwards, like, Ohtani gets the best of Trout, man. It was great, man. No, it wasn't. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Just listen to John Smoltz, the announcer. He truly didn't give a damn about it. I mean, he really didn't. If you heard John Smoltz, do you have the final call? Let me hear the final call. Listen, did you hear the final call? Joe Davis, I think is his name. He really tries to gear it up. But listen to the excitement out of the analyst, John Smoltz. Listen to this excitement.
Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out. Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world. He broke out his best slider on the 3-2 pitch. Wow.
Yeah, we really believe that. Wow, John. Broke out a slider. That's where John Smoltz was. John's ready to get on the plane to go wherever they're trying to get back to Georgia.
That's about where Clint Sterner was, too. I'm just be honest with you. I tried my hardest. I was good and amped up, and it just felt the beginning, the production, and the climax at the end. I mean, the Ohtani. It all just fell. It fell flatter than all get out.
Did you have you got the Japanese call? Let me hear the Japanese call.
I mean, what are we doing?
I'm gonna try to see if this will charge us up a bit.
Full count. Ohtani ka Trout ka.
How he was into it.
He was there. Rightfully so.
Him
they
and John
won it.
Smoltz were in two different places.
How hard do you have to clap with all of that noise going on for that clap to stand out like that did? Somebody in that cut was clapping and they were making solid contact. Bam, bam.
A guy trying not to step on him, but still just.
But that's it. They must have been clapping right behind his head because it was caught loud on that mic, man.
Oh man. Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, that made me feel a little bit better. But I mean, that didn't do it for me at all, man. Chris, this nut. I think he watched about every game. He watched about every game.
I tried, especially because they were at night, and I don't go to sleep, you know, early.
But
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
What kind of a feel did it have? Because Clint, you clearly turned to it. It did not have a playoff feel to you. Like, you didn't get playoff.
No, nowhere close.
What kind of feel did it have for you? Was it like playoff? Like, you're an Astros fan. Was it like Astro playoff game?
No, it wasn't. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, just watching baseball being back. I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it. Everybody has their own opinion on it, so.
I'm not trying to crush you for it. I'm just wondering what the feel was.
No, you made the point. Like, if I had, like, direct, lineage to two different countries, really three, being here now, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I could probably get down with that. Are you telling me your mom and dad are, like, directly, like, like not just their lineage?
They really into it?
Yeah, I mean, my mom was born in Mexico. My dad was born in Puerto Rico.
Right.
So being able to see, you know, their fans with, like, the instruments and all that stuff.
Yeah, you got a different connection. Yeah. I can see that.
Now, I bet being in Miami for ooh, like, because who was in there? They had the Dominican and Puerto Rican,
Colombian, Venezuelan.
Puerto Rico, yeah. I mean, that probably would have been a hell of a, like, being there, that had juiced me up. But, man, I checked in there, boy.
You had three dogs in the fight. Yeah. You had a good time watching. I bet you did.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, man, I really want to tune in because I want to see USA win. Unfortunately, I mean, Ohtani's.
Yeah, this person that just texted in begged to differ. The WC was awesome. It had a World Series feel to me.
And I'm glad. Clearly, it had a World Series feel for a lot of people. Did you hear that? Did you hear that cheer?
That gentleman.
I mean, hell, somebody was going crazy. The crowd was going crazy. I'm just telling you, for me, it fell flat as hell.
No, I was right there with you. I never even really took a peek.
I don't regret not watching anything other than highlights leading up to that game last night. No, I'll tell you that. I was afraid I was going to watch that game and be like, damn. I should have been on this for the last 10 days.
I flipped over there three times, total of 90 seconds. I said, nah, I'm trying, fellas. I'll watch a condensed version of this, and I'll just watch the strikeout a little bit later. So that's where I was. But to each his own, man. Somebody said baseball won last night, so I guess maybe it did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.